Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with veteran jazz pianist and composer Yelena Ekimov. She talked about her new 2022 CD, I Am a Stranger in This World. It was released on her own L&H production label. This album is a new installment in a long-term musical project that began with 2018's Better Than Gold and Silver. And she again joins up with trumpeter Ralph Alessi and bassist Drew Gress, along with guitarist Adam Rogers and drummer Nasheet Waits. We covered this album, world events, and so much more, along with the future. Enjoy.
All right, hey, thank you for taking a minute out for Neon Jazz. You're a regular around here. I think this is our third conversation.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I mean, I guess it goes without saying we're in a very extreme time on planet Earth right now. So I think probably having new music, and I think probably for musicians, it's probably a really good thing to get that out into the world. And your new CD is I Am a Stranger in the World, which I guess just from looking at that, you know, I could draw my own conclusions. But how did you arrive at this title, and what was kind of the vision for this project?
Well, the title is actually a bit adapted quote from Psalm 119. The original quote, of course, it's dependent on the translation, but it's, I am a stranger in this earth. Well, this means I'm a stranger in this world. So that's the quote from the Psalm, because whole CD is another, my second installment of the Psalms, biblical Psalms. Well, this time is just instrumental, but they are the same as a Better on a Better Than Gold and Silver album. I had like vocal CD and an instrumental CD. I haven't found the singers yet for this installment, so that I decided just to release instrumental this time. But that's the Psalms, and the quote comes from Psalm 119. I forgot what verse is it, but it's a huge psalm, and it is divided by the letters of the alphabet. I think it's a Hebrew alphabet, like that's, I think, Gimel, 119 Gimel.
You, again, have assembled a wonderful cast of musicians around you. I mean, you have Ralph Alessi, Drew Gress, you know, Joey Barron. I mean, there's a lot of people that are on this album. How did you assemble all of these power players, and how did it feel to have them all contributing to such a great album?
This is my way of my journey, my musical journey. I focus on recordings, not the touring, not the performances, but the recordings, because I'm a composer, and I compose a lot, so I need to make sure, since it's a modern jazz format, I need the fellow musicians to help me to realize the sonic recordings. If it would be just classical, I could just write it down and put it in a table, but with jazz, it has to be, it has to sound. It has to have contributions of improvisers, their interpretations of my music. So that's the deal. So it's very important for me to find the proper musicians. And I kind of like, depending on the project, I think about who would be the best, what would be the best band for this project. And I go from there, and I approach those musicians which I feel would really contribute the best for this particular project. And either way, they agree or don't, but most of times they agree to work with me. So that's very exciting, of course, every step of it.
Talk to me a little bit about what you hope the listener gets from this album.
Depending on, of course, if people who would listen to this album as the settings of the Psalms, and they will dig into the words, then that's one thing, and I hope they will be very pleased. I think it's easy to follow, kind of easy to hear the words behind the music if you follow the Bible. The people who don't, not religious people, you know, they I hope they will get this message anyway, the powerful message from the music itself, which is based on spiritual, I guess, my spiritual connection with God through the Bible. I hope they will get the message anyway.
You know, I think the other part of this, and we've talked about being from Russia and what's going on right now, I would imagine faith and music is probably going to be a very needed healer for a lot of people as we deal with what's going on over there.
Yeah, I heard from some of my fans that they listened to this album a lot. I made it available for a few people before release day, just from my friends, my close fans who've been friends. And they think that this music helps them to cope with a harsh time. And of course, considering all those like things that have been going on and in the world lately, the last several years, just terrible. This is really like we all maybe feel like strangers in this world now.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like the pandemic. I think there's a level of art that's going to help people through, and it's going to give them hope as we move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that's a big thing. So as we kind of move forward here, tell everybody about the album, where they can pick it up, and any live shows, any promotion that might be coming up.
No live shows are planned because, like I say, it's especially now in these times, and I couldn't even go to Europe this year, last year, so I had to, my Italian session, which I scheduled in Italy, I had to postpone several times, and finally I decided to record it in a different way. Like, I recorded drums with Billy Hart in New York, and a couple of weeks later or 3 weeks later, Paolo Fresu and Ariel Thunderson recorded in Italy. Two-hour track. So that's the travel for me now is not possible because I cannot get vaccinated and because of health reasons. And so I'm kind of get stuck now, but I don't mind it. I still keep working. So the album is going to be available everywhere, on streaming, downloading, high-res files, and, of course, physical CDs. It's wildly available, so people can, if they want to listen to it, they will have the opportunity, definitely, one way or another.
Yelena, hey, stay safe out there. Thank you again for taking some time out to talk to the show. It's been wonderful to catch up with you, and I certainly hope the world gets into a better place and your homeland can, there can be some peace in the world for sure.
Yes, Joe. Thank you so much for your interest in me. I appreciate that very much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players and singers in New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to our good friend, Yelena. She's been around on this show quite a bit. We always appreciate her time and music and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything related to Joe Domino, go to JoeDomino.com. And if you feel like it, you can donate a few bucks to the cause. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.